Athena.
Hi, William. Thank you for your email. That was a smart way to get me to call back right away.
Yeah, because what happened? I called you back.
Yeah. What happened?
No, the Google assistant or the AI assistant said she was going to wait until you and I were together to then drop from the call. I'm like, you're supposed to get her. I'm not supposed to add her.
Oh, weird. Yeah, you know, a couple of people told me yesterday that my extension wasn't working, so I reported it to tech, and this morning when I came in, they're like, your extension works fine, so I'm going to tell him again that he has to test it or something, because it's definitely not working. I apologize.
No problem.
Yeah, so I talked to the web development department, and I know that our owner is very innovative. He always says, you know, oh, if somebody can walk on the moon, then of course we can do this or that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So what they said was the CRM going, you know, providing data from the site to go to your new system, that's no problem. They can integrate that. For the reviews, they can also integrate that AI tool, but they're saying it's going to take a little bit of complexity to get it worked out, some extra development. So they're going to charge a one-time fee of $149 to incorporate that. But they said they definitely can do that, that AI review generation tool.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we could just add that to the front end, like, you know, as a part of the setup, and then they can
mm-hmm.
start working on that right away. Are you thinking that you want to get the account going now that you know we can do those two things?
Yes. One more a couple more questions here. It says call
yes.
tracking and my site website and also mm-hmm. top five most popular directory listing, and they all have zero. So
yep.
What does that mean?
So that means it's included with this ideal package. So those items that are listed, they have extra fees. Typically, they're meant for upsells for some of our existing clients. But for you, bundling it together, the charge on those would be zero.
Okay. I know before when I used to be a customer, you guys had like a voucher.
Mm-hmm.
That I would use against the cost, you know, so the monthly cost could reduce a little. Or I don't know if what I'm asking is for savings. I don't know if you still have that.
We do, but it's for the bundle that we call VIP package. So it bundles the package rather than with the Google Verified. It bundles it with Google pay-per-click ads. The reason we don't recommend that for a business such as yours is if you've tried those pay-per-click ads in the past, you know this, that oftentimes those clicks get eaten up very quickly.
Yeah.
And it's not the best program for a small to mid-sized business, even a successful one like you are. It's more conducive to a large corporation that has thousands of dollars in the marketing budget each month. But if you wanted to incorporate that, we do have a Google Ads credit that where they would give you $130 worth of ads for free. And so the minimum requirement that we ask for doing the Google Ads is $300 a month. So you would get for the first month $430 worth of ads for just that $300. But
okay.
Again, I don't think that's the best route for you to go.
Yeah, no. Okay. So I guess when it says website, you're including also the new website. Is that what it is?
Yep. Yeah. So our website sells for $2,500 as a standalone product. When you bundle it with one of our packages, usually it's $400. But they waive the charges on it if you need it with this ideal package. And the same thing goes for the call tracking. That's usually a $300 add-on, but they include it for you with this package.
Okay. And, all right. I think everything's covered. I'm ready to move forward.
Yeah, it makes it much more simple when you can see it all in writing. I know it's kind of complicated when I explain it, but when it's all like in writing, it makes it a little bit easier. So I want to verify everything here. So do you want me to send the confirmation to that same email, wburgos@htconstructionbiz.com?
Yes.
Perfect.
Is there now, a contract to this?
All we ask is for a minimum of a 3-month verbal agreement. After that 3-month term, then you can cancel at any time. We don't make you do an annual thing like that other company did because they
were. But if it works, why would I
exactly. cancel? That's why we always tell people do the 3 months because sometimes people think, you know, they want that instant gratification. They think that they can sign up today and all of a sudden tomorrow the calls start flooding in.
Yeah,
we set that proper expectation, but we know that if you're with us for 3 months, you're going to be so successful with it that you never will cancel. So that's the only reason we ask for that.
All right. Yep. No problem. Let's move forward.
Now do me a favor. I found another number associated with your business. Is this still, one of the business lines, or should I eliminate it? It was a 914-361-9670.
Hold on. Let me check that. That's probably my partner's
number. Let me see if that was on your Yelp or where I found it. I don't even know where I found it. I just know that I had.
Hold on. Let me see. What was the number again? 914?
914-361-9670.
9670. Oh, okay. Yeah. That's the number we had, yes, but I just got a new number specifically for this with an IA assistant.
Okay.
So I like your assistant
because Google has an AI assistant, and I don't know if you've ever talked to businesses that have that, but it's not very user-friendly. It'll say, tell me what your name is and what you're calling about, and then when you say it, it'll go, well, they're not available right now, click. So I'm just like, I don't understand. It's like hanging up on people, but at least yours is very interactive and it gets the messages to you that we're calling. So I love that. So
yes,
for this number ending in OT. Yeah, it's awesome. Yours is very, very user friendly. But I want to ask you this number ending in 0201. I'll list it on the account, but just for internal purposes. So if our technician needs you or something, we'll call it. But what is the number that you have to promote the business?
No, this is the number, the 917-877-0201. So if you need to contact me, I'm going to give you my personal cell phone number.
Perfect. Okay, what's the personal cell phone?
It's 646-305-5468.
646-305-5468?
Yep.
Perfect. And then for the listing itself, do you want it to show as Hammer Time Construction Group, or would we add in Inc. or LLC? What's your thoughts there?
In the EIN, is with LLC. It says Hammer Time Construction Group, LLC. But what's your construction?
For me, I'll let you know that it's a preference. So sometimes people have an incorporation or an LLC and they insist, oh, I have to have that on there. And that's fine. Like I said, it's a preference. My thought is that when somebody finds you on the first page, they're going to be more concerned that you're local and you're credible and you can get the job done, whether there's an LLC on there or not. So I like it when people keep their names just simple. But, of course, if officially you are an LLC and you want it displayed, we can put it up there.
Okay, we don't have to put the LLC as long as it says Hammer Time Construction Group right here. So
Hammer Time is the way I recommend.
Yeah,
I see that. And then the T is capitalized, right? The H
yes.
and the key, T
mm-hmm.
are uppercase. Okay, got
mm-hmm.
it. And then what's the business address?
276 mm-hmm. East Chester Road, one word.
Mm-hmm.
Suite 2 or second floor. New Rochelle, New York, 10801.
10801, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You said that the East Chester is one word, right?
Yes.
Oh, I found it. Okay. 276 mm-hmm. East Chester Road, New Rochelle, 10801. And it's the second floor or suite 2, you said?
Yeah, you can put second floor.
Second floor. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Second floor. Okay. Perfect. And we'll keep it hidden. You already have it hidden on the Google profile. So if you want that hidden, we can definitely keep it that way.
Yeah, because it's residential.
Oh, it is. Okay. Yeah, that's what Google will automatically do for a home-based business. So let me just make sure that everything's saved, and then I can go into the billing. Perfect. Okay. So for the billing address, is it still the same one on East Chester, or is it a P.O. box or a different address for billing?
Nope, same address.
Perfect. And then how does your name read on the card, or is it in the business name or both?
On both.
Okay. Any middle name or initial for you, or?
Nope.
Okay, that makes it easy. And then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
Hold on. Mm-hmm. Excuse me, the American Express. My legal name on the card is Guillermo Burgos.
Guillermo, okay.
G-U-I-L-L-E-R-M-O. Last name, B-U-R-G-O-S.
Got it. Okay. And then still no middle initial, right?
Nope.
Okay. And then you said it's an American Express. Let me indicate that. Okay. Go ahead.
3716.
Okay.
744041.
Mm-hmm.
21025.
3716744041215.
Correct.
Okay, expiration?
1229.
And the code?
Code is, it uses the 4 in the front. 7022.
I know, I always forget that. And sometimes people will try to read me numbers off
the
back. And I'm like, no, it's American Express mm-hmm. off the front. So what I'll do now, William, is go through a voice verification recording, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. The first payment with that add-on of $149 to do the AI tool for your reviews is going to be $698, and I will outline that all in this voice recording. Each month moving forward, it's still the $299. That doesn't change. Then I'll create that appointment for my technician to call you later today, and that's where they'll go over your keywords and getting y'all set up, okay?
Oh, wait, quick question. You said $599, and the email says $549.
Yes, $549 is without that AI tool that they're building. Remember I said they said because of the complexity,
it. Okay.
It's an extra $149.
Cool.
Not
a problem. All right.
That includes that. Yeah, exactly. So what this says is to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Hammer Time Construction Group.
Thank you. Please state your name and title with the company.
William Burgos, COO.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
And you're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, and then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay, so your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on November 6th in the non-refundable amount of just $698. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the sixth day in the amount of $299. Other than that, you would only have the applicable lead fees charged once you're approved for your Google Verified campaign. And then this agreement does require that short-term 3-month agreement. After the 3 months, you may cancel at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. So that concludes the voice verification recording. And then, let's see. Oh, it says generic decline. So I don't know if your card is one of those where the bank's going to send you a little text or something saying, hey, Local Splash is trying to charge $6.98, and maybe you'll just approve it and I can try it again. If that's not the case, then it might be the billing address or something else is off. But that usually is the case when it says generic decline.
Okay. I'm texting my business partner.
Okay. See. Oh, because maybe your business partner.
Yeah, it's under his. Yes.
Okay. You. Oh, I see. Oh, I thought Guillermo was you, and you just went by William. I didn't know there.
Yes,
okay,
this is,
I get it.
This is me. This
oh,
is
okay. Because you said the card was under Guillermo, so. But.
Yes,
no,
that's my legal name. That's my legal name, but the account is registered in his name. I'm just an added user.
Added user. Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for clarifying that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, are you sure?
What was the total?
It was for $698.
Okay.
$698 flat. No taxes or surcharges, anything like that. Now, while you're waiting for your partner to get back to you, do you have time to do the client interview today at 5? That's our last available opening. If not, we can see what's open tomorrow.
How long does it take?
It usually takes maybe 30, 40 minutes.
Yeah, it's fine. I'll do it fine.
Okay, perfect. Okay. So I'm going to grab this appointment, and what I'm going to do also is block out an entire hour from 5 to 6 o'clock Eastern, and that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 5:15. Don't panic. They will call you sometime within that hour. And then once this payment does process, the system will automatically send you the application for the Google Verified program. So you can go in there even prior to 5 o'clock and start, you know, uploading your certificate of insurance or anything that's applicable there. If you don't have time to deal with it right now, then just table it and then you can deal with that application when they call you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then if your partner says that they didn't get a notification from the bank about processing this, then just verify if the 276 East Chester Road is the actual billing address.
Okay, I'm gonna give you another card. He said it's because it's full. We haven't we're paying it at the end of the month.
Okay, okay, so no problem. So for the new card, does it also say Guillermo, or how does your name read on the new one?
Yes.
Same, okay, perfect. Same billing address?
Same billing address.
Okay, so go ahead when you're ready.
It's 5113.
Okay.
7976.
Got it.
7339.
Okay.
1409.
Okay, expiration?
529.
And the code?
343.
Okay, and this one's a MasterCard. Let me fix that. Okay, so I'll try this one, and I should get the green light, which will trigger that application to be sent to you. You're going to get a series of emails. I think you're going to get like 4 of them in a row, and there's one of them that I want you to address right away, which is going to also trigger a text that will say, William, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Yep, it just went through, so I got the green light. You're good there. So in a second, when you see that text that says thank you for choosing Local Splash, there's going to be a link there that says click here to accept your subscription terms. I want you to go in there and just acknowledge that with your e-signature because I gave you special pricing, but also that will grandfather you into this rate and ensure that it never goes up. So let me see here. Oh, also, I found your business Facebook. I found your Google business page, also your website. Do you want us to use your same domain for the website, htconstructiongroup.com, or do you want us to use a different domain?
We can use the same domain.
Okay. And you have the credentials for that domain?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. And then the same thing I'm going to ask you about the Google business page and the business Facebook, you have access to those
pages. Oh, wait, when you say domain, are you talking about like the address that is going to change from htconstructiongroup.com?
So let's say that that company that built that site owns that domain and you don't have access to it, then we can absolutely buy a different domain, maybe htconstructiongroupllc.com, for example, right, and get that going. But if you own this domain and you want us to
build
a site on this domain, yeah, then we could absolutely do that. But it would bring your current site down, and then the new site would be the only one associated with your business.
Yes, I
recommend that. Yeah, because sometimes there's people that think, oh, if I have two or three websites, I'm going to get double or triple the results. But actually what happens is it throws up a red flag with Google, and sometimes it hurts you. So I say, you know, use the same domain since you have access to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So do I click here to accept the subscription terms?
Yep. You have to put in, check the three boxes and then write your name in just like it is on the billing, which is under Guillermo. Once you hit enter, it will ask you for a username and password. You don't have to worry about that right now. That's all going to be provided for you during that, it's in your welcome email, I should say, but you don't really need it right now. But if you see that it's asking you for that, that's an excellent sign because that means that the e-signature went through.
Okay, I just signed, but then it brought me to the welcome local / login.
That's it. Okay, good. That means it went through. Okay, perfect. And then lastly, let me see here. There's going to be an email that you'll get in a moment that says action needed, pictures for Google verification. Table that one for now because you already have a verified Google listing that has pictures on it. So what I'm going to do is send you an email in lieu of that one that says important, please add us to your Google business profile. And so that's just so that you go in and you add us as a manager so that we can start the programming on it right away, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All righty. And then other than that, you are all good to go until 5:00. So you should have, yeah, these emails, they're all saying that they're in the queue, so they haven't been sent yet. But, you know, refresh your box within the next, actually now they all went out. So the only one that isn't live yet to you is the one to add us to the Google business profile. Everything else is during the client interview later, they'll send you the instructions also to add us to the Facebook page. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. And then, if you have access to any of those old listings that have the Yonkers address or something, I, you know, would highly recommend that you give that to them so they can update it for you. Or if you have access, you could just go in and update it yourself. I see that is on the Yelp listing. It says 73 Market Street, Yonkers. So maybe you could just go into Yelp and update it to the East Chester Road. That way there's no conflicting data out there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, luckily I don't see anything anymore under Rochester. I think Rochester was just an old internal city that we had listed with your business under, let me see. Yeah, it was under the construction group, the HT, whatever, here it was. Yeah, the HT construction group When I put that in, it would bring up that other number that I gave you that you said is not applicable anymore. And then it also brought up that you were in Rochester, but it's a good thing we don't have to worry about that because I don't see it out there public. That was just an internal thing.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'm excited for you. I hope your partners are going to give you a pat on the back for getting this all done. And you know that it's going to work, right? Because it worked
Not yet. Not yet. They won't give you a pat on the back until it works.
There you go.
Like my wife. They're just like my wife. Once you see some money, then that's proof.
She's a smart lady. I like her. Sometimes I joke with people when they call me because I also deal with billing, you know, a lot of the billing issues. And sometimes people will call, oh, I finally got a new card. Are you ready for it? And I'm like, I'm always ready to take a man's credit card. What are you talking about? I'm a woman. And you can appreciate that because your wife is the same way.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So, okay, well, you have my extension now. If you need anything, I'm going to make sure that tech fixes that issue. But if not, you could always just reply to one of our emails like you did or even one of our text messages and say, hey, have Tina call me, and then I can reach out to you. But, you know, I would say by tomorrow they'll have my extension working, no problem.
Perfect.
Okay. All right. Well, have a really great rest of your day, too. I enjoyed talking to you, William.
You, too. Take care.
Thank you. Right. Okay. Bye-bye.